Yes. This is the Ventu Hardcore Radio Show. I hope my sound is okay. We got a brand new setup here. And this is what it is. And we're going to start off fresh. We're going to start off, because this is a new year. We're going to be on a new format here. I'm going to go ahead and say, for those of you loyal listeners to RBN and loyal callers, congratulations. You're already in the VIP club. For when we get on a new platform, the only people that are going to be able to call in and talk to us are those who are, well, paying into the Patreon. For those who want to have a comment, I'll read it on the air when you're in the Patreon chat, the super chat. That's what they call it these days, super chat. Because unfortunately, this game gets a little expensive. What we do, and we put our lives on the line for this stuff. We put our necks, our money, everything, reputation. It's everything on the line for what we do. And I just want to say, not to keep everyone waiting. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host V. And do we have Eilish D'Avalon here with us?
Yes, Faye. Hi, how are you?
Oh, there you are. I hope to have a little sunshine on the show because, well, we have some boys here on the show that, well, we're no strangers to death. But I'll get to that here in a minute. So this is sort of a reboot, okay? For those of you who are unfamiliar with me, we'll start off with a little bit of a song here. And I hope we have Massad Mike here on the Wheels of Steel ready with that.
I know that you think my voice is kinda annoying, but when it is on a mic, it is nice, kinda like the wind through wind chimes at night. Now knight me the boy king. I'll require a throne and hoes. Don't forget, lots of dro. Wasn't long ago I lived on milk and kidney beans. But now I've been vilified. Thanks to these mic skills of mine. Nerds, they all get in a line with things to sign. Groupies throw their thongs and bras. Midget girls, Amazons. Take them home, pajamas on. Let's play some hide and seek. But don't worry, dad and mom always have a condom on. I got better sense than that, don't wanna catch VD. Did I discuss my dividends? That depends, are we friends? If we are, then I can say I'm slinging wicked bling. Enough that I can loan you some, what you want, $100. Pay your rent, buy you a tux, I mean it's not a thing. In the end, it's just revenge. Honor, that's my last defense. They should not have been so cruel, so callous in their ways. They were jealous of my depth. They would not give it a rest. Hold my stories and send them to an early grave. Everything's just as I planned. I'm the bomb, I'm the man. Sold out shows New York, Japan. I fill the stands with teens. Hope they don't mind a melted face. The smell of toast, metallic taste. That's the smell of burning brains. You can blame MC. Fire and brimstone, wrath of hell. Take the car to the Intel. Take your wife to the hotel and F her in the tub. Key your car and steal your mail. Think I'm wall and will prevail. My gents will be anthems causing tantrums in the clubs. Riot gear and dissidents are loss of life and innocence. Parachute apocalypse, it's like it's World War III. Cause I failed a fitness test, doesn't mean you have to jest. Maybe I should fill your chest with some gasoline. You might wanna look away while the flames eat your face. You'll be nothing but a bunch of bones, perhaps some teeth. Hope you learned your lesson, dude, a little less ineptitude. Please be kind to others, you'll be smothered in your sleep. Bitches need to understand you don't fuck with tea. Bitches need to understand you don't fuck with tea. You hear that, bitches?
Yes, I am your host V, This is the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And yes, I'm a man who's been through all sorts of hell, and I live just to pay it back. I'm talking about the New World Order here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the powers that be. I'm all for never turning the other cheek. Okay? I have my bloodline, very own bloodline, has been manslaughtered for the sake of social engineering and control over society just because I am a dissident. Just because I was a man who left the United States military before they wished. Yes, targeted ever since I left. So, but thing is, I know these people, if you can call them that. I know these Luciferians. And when it comes down to it, I've been thinking so much about it. You know, why hold on to something that's going to burn you? Why hold that glowing amber of pure energy that's just charring your fingertips? And what is the hatred all about? And, you know, the answer is right there in front of my face. You have Luciferians that hate me. Now, I'm talking about the Illuminatards here, so-called Illuminati, so-called Freemasons, okay, that are secretly running society. Why do they hate me so much? Well, right there in front of my face, Lucifer. Who did Lucifer hate so much? God himself. And yes, when I introduce myself, and I'm doing a grand reintroduction of myself. Yes, I know I'm God. See, they say that we are made in his divine image. And boy, what a gorgeous image I see when I walk in front of the mirror. These psychopathic, slimy, grimy Illuminatards hate themselves because they're not the most beautiful. See, Lucifer thought he was going to create a seat above God and reign supreme. Now, I also have to look at the reason why these idiots are losing against me. Well, there's no seat above my sovereignty. There's no one that can take that from me. I know who I am. And they're just not going to be successful. Every weapon they've created against me has failed. From V2K to financial attacks to social attacks to killing my very own offspring. But yet, I still am here before you today, unconquered, gaining ground with every word I speak. Like the Metatron, I cannot be contradicted in my war against these Luciferians. See, once again, I was born in the image of God. These monkeys, Luciferians, they need to evolve. And they're trying to evolve so hard that they are just turned to mutated monsters. Evolution is not helping them at all whatsoever. Not one damn bit. I was born with the innate wisdom to be who I am, to do what I do. I am man. I was given sovereignty over demons and the evils of this planet. Cannot be used against me. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like some superhero or some perfect man, but I'm well aware and capable of saving myself. I don't care what religion you want to talk about, whether you have a savior or not in your religion, there's a savior within yourself. And these people don't know what to do with me. And they won't know. They can't know. They can read every thought in my brain. And it still would not give them the wisdom to act on that knowledge. Now, the refresher is done here. I do know we also have to, we gotta be real about the situation. We gotta be real about what's going on in the world. Now, things are going swimmingly. My life, I like to have them going swimmingly in yours. Again, I cannot be your own personal savior. I can't be anyone's savior but myself. What I can do is give you the keys to the cuffs. And that's the whole point of this show, is giving you, the people, the keys to your own cuffs. That is what I'm all about. Houdini couldn't do this thing better. Now, I have been training host over the past 2 years. Training host. And I believe I've got the cream of the crop. One particular host needed no training. A veteran on his own. And then have one hell of a writer. Researcher and writer. Whom, you know, I was glad to take underneath my wings. And, you know, we are going to do this in the best way possible. I got to choose the A-team here. It's all about the A-team because of what's coming up here in the future. And I know what some of you are thinking right now, so whom of you have followed the show and, you know, wondering what happened to Will. Well, I've had some updating information on Will Turbitt. And he has actually, for the past few months, he's been trying to rejoin the show. He's been trying to get in contact with me. Well, with the exception of, you know, having to use roundabout ways of communications through several different people, he's had his phones hacked. He's had his computers hacked. Hell, every time he calls my number, he gets a storage unit. And yes, I have been on the phone with some new friends I've made over the year, one of which is a computer forensics expert who does a few things with police departments and federal agencies here and there. And he told me exactly what's going on. So I can't imagine all the business opportunities I've missed out on. I can't imagine all the callers I've missed out on, all the people who wanted to get on the show. I can't imagine. They've started doing this whole reroute thing ever since some people that they've threatened. Now I say they, I mean, once again, the Illuminatards, these federal agencies, a few people personally threatened. In person, threatened to not come on my show, to not told not to, or something happened. And I don't know who these people think they are. Again, Luciferian mind concept, that's all below me. I can't stoop to that level of thinking. But these people came directly to me and said, yeah, we were threatened. Said it without fear. Some even laughed, which gave me a lot of joy, a lot of mirth, some very good feelings, as I'm feeling them right now. Our voices together. You're not going to stop us. Are you kidding me? So now that I have forensic investigators on my side, I'm going to make some very quick work with these devolved and delighted humans, in which have clearance, security clearances. These pajama-wearing retrads. It's not worth being called retards. They're retrads. I have to deduct a letter out of that. Okay? So, moving around. I'm fired up. Sorry, I took the week off for Christmas. Because, you know, we just got to get things going right here. We got to get people to do this show who are here for mankind, who are here to make the difference, no matter what it takes. I'm not here for ego. I'm not here for anyone's personal limitations. Either you can get this damn job done or not. And I have some of the most dedicated people here and ready. Because this is the Red Pill hardcore. This ain't the Red Pill sometimes core. This ain't the Red Pill I didn't hear what's going on. I need to reschedule things, need to redo things. No. Things move on. And we're charging through with the show. Until the owner of this media himself, Mr. Thomas, removes me as the primary host. This is how we're doing things. Okay? People need to act their age, especially if they want to bring it up. You lose your ability to talk down to anybody. When you lose your maturity after stating your age, you cannot do that. We're all adults here in this show, and we're here to kick some ass. And so with that, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we're going to talk about the new team.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Right, we're back in black. But yeah, we're back in red. This is Red Pill Hardcore. So we have, without further ado, let me roll out the red carpet here. We have the gunslinger from the West, the man whom just cannot be outdone. When it comes to writers, he's one of the best. And sort of like Demi Moore when she took on Kutcher. We got a man who ends child traffic rings. We got Bill the Butcher. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's so good to be here again. Good to see everybody. Hello, Kyler. Hello, V. Me and my dog, Minnie, are sitting here eating burritos, and it's really nice to be here.
Well, now you're getting ahead of everybody, because I've got to bring on the next man here. We've got, yes, of course, we got Kyler. We got the man himself, Kyler. Oh, I mean, well, it's the Davenport, guys. I don't know what else I should even say about him. The man has been all over the place. He's had over 4,000 shows. The man's a media giant here when it comes to the underground, and his work is it's going to be remembered for a very long time. Someone I liken him to Bill Cooper. Still living, if you were. How you doing, Kyler?
Very, very good, B. It's good to be here. Hello, Billy. Hello, everyone in the production room there. I'm honored to be here tonight. Thank you for allowing me to come on.
All right. And Eilish, I hope that you would be, once again, our ray of sunshine, because we're some hard boys. We have we've had our brushes with death. We've had guns in our faces and pointed guns at others. We're some real hard boys here. So I hope that you wouldn't be too overwhelmed or too...
No, that's fine. I can play with the big boys, V. That's fine. I'm a protective mother. And so, you know, a woman who's, you know, protecting her mother, her children and her country and, you know, all things precious, I think is a pretty ferocious ally. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You don't mess with the cubs unless you're ready to deal with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
That's the mentality right there. You know, what we got coming on here with the vaccine stuff, and I'm going to tell you, these guys have done their own separate research. Bill, the butcher, has had COVID-19, and Mike, get ready with that button. He's had COVID-19 and got through it with a few shots of hard liquor and what's that stuff, that colloquial...
Hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malarial. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Yes. And no vaccine. Healthy. Okay? Well, I mean, even Trump has gotten over COVID-19. So, yeah, just let you guys know. And on the other side of the break... So I know these guys so well. I would like for them to talk more about who they are, and I would like for just to give a fresh wrap on that, and have Eilish sort of lead with that, you know, just to ask the questions and that sort of thing, since we're just going to get reacquainted. So, again, that's going to be on the other side of the commercial break. And... guys, I gotta say, it's good to have you back. I'm feeling good about this. And we got a lot of butt to kick. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So on the other side of the break, we'll get down to business.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You know, I couldn't make it all the way through. But yeah, that's right, Illuminatars. The boys are back in town. And we're not messing around. We're here to do business. Now, guys, Alice is most, she's the newest addition to the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. Someone, of course, who did not need to be trained. She has a media record of her own, is definitely an expert in the truther media field, and I would just really like to give her a chance to get to know you guys. If you guys want to briefly each give yourselves a little short introduction, and then I would love it if Eilish, plucked at you for a little bit. So we'll start with Bill, because he has a tendency to fall asleep.
No, B. I did something incredibly smart today that I'd never done on one of your shows. About 6 o'clock tonight, I took a nap, and I woke up 3.5 hours later, fresh, and ate a burrito. Everything was going great. I'm bright, alert, very sober. So, I'm here. Is this the girl, is this the lady you're talking about that I heard that had that delightful down under accent just a while ago?
Oh, she's one of the most gorgeous women you'll ever meet and one of the most intelligent at the same time. She's the full package. Yes.
Well, good to meet you, man. I am Bill the Butcher. I work with a company down in Texas called The Butcher Shop, and we write. There's about 100 of us and everything. We are liberal. We are conservative. We take on the Luciferians head on. I guess we're worldwide. We've got Peter Eckers in London. We have Daniel in the Netherlands. We have people in Indonesia and all that sort of thing. This whole virus thing has got us all with our heads down and everything. But I was trained by Professor Kyler Davenport to do radio, which I'd never done before. I'm a songwriter by nature. And I'm just glad to be here. V, I don't want to commend V. He has put together a power pack here by bringing us together. I can't wait to hear Kyler talk. I love to hear him talk. I love to hear him expound upon the things that he does. He's a very, very, very intellectual man, more intellectual than me. I'm just a simple old boy from Austin. But anyway, pleased to meet you all.
Lovely to meet you too. It's really beautiful to thank you for opening up and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. you could call me a conservative, a Trump supporter. You could call me a Republican if I was American. Definitely. I'm here in Australia wearing a MAGA hat, so I'm right with you, brothers and sisters. You know, we're going to pray till the very end, and I'm asking all patriots to take up their arms and to fulfill their oath to protect the country from both foreign and enemies, both foreign and domestic. So as a mother, I'm appealing to you, gentlemen, to protect the women and children and your communities, please. Our lives depend on it. So that's why I'm here, you know, giving a voice for all the mothers, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And Kyler, I hear you moving around there. Let's go ahead and let you have a bit of an introduction. And once again, I would love for everyone to get acquainted here. So please go ahead, Kyler.
Well, I accidentally unmuted early and I burped. I'm so sorry for that. I apologize.
See, now you put yourself out there. We didn't hear you burp. But thank you for that.
I did. I admit it. I'm Kyler Davenport, and I've done about 4,000 shows over on Blog Talk Radio, Alternative Public Radio International, and several other sub-networks. We have about 65 pages now, including AXJ. We're incorporated with Interpol and MI5 and MI6 state radio to get all of my beefy, juicy news now. I'm so thankful for Eduardo over at AXJ for helping us with that. I appreciate him working with him all these years. And I have a degree in emergency medicine, cardiac life support, pediatric and adult ACLS cardiac life support. I'm a search and rescue specialist. Worked in the funeral business from a very young age, embalming and dealing with death and funerals. And then I've worked in the crematorium, burning probably over 250, 300 bodies or something like that at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Worked in the ME's office a lot around homicide after homicide after homicide after homicide. Lots of autopsies, lots of slicing and dicing going on there in the autopsy room. And my favorite thing, of course, is to start IVs and defibrillate and check the EKG for ventricular fibrillation so I can defibrillate 400 watt seconds and supraventricular tachycardia and get that person back to a normal sinus rhythm and hopefully breathing again on a BVM, on an IPPV or mid-positive pressure ventilation. And I'm a search rescue guy nut. I've done 2 plane crashes in Dallas, Texas, major plane crashes. And searched for a lot of children and learned a lot about grid searches, pattern searches with the police department, sheriff's department there in Dallas. My brother is the lead investigator on the JFK assassination. So I'm in a cop family, CIA family. I grew up with CIA, NSA, Border Patrol, lieutenants from the Dallas Police Department, sergeants, and Top Gun cops called the Relentless Six. And I love to hike, play guitar, sing. I have a couple of CDs out, have a couple of books out on lulu.com, and I love being a talk show host. And I'm thankful that V brought me back over to the show here. I'm very happy to be with Billy White. Billy and I have been friends for a long time, and we've had our differences over the years, but who hasn't? Everybody's had differences. V and I have had differences. And that's just a part of life. It's part of the game of psychology, and it's part of the game of human communication. And we're not all perfect. So I'm just glad to be all back together, like the Three Musketeers here, I feel like. And I'm honored to be here, V. Thank you very much, and thank you, Billy. Thank you, producer, and thank you, ma'am.
All right. Well, you know, like I said, you know, we are like Three Musketeers, I guess you could say. We've had some rough situations in life. We've had to do some things, you know. It's like that vet when you go into the bar and he talks to you, he says, I've seen things, and that's the three of us for sure. But not to discount Eilish, what she said at the beginning of the show was very spot on. And if she's got any particular questions and digging in to get to know you guys, once again, I would love for her to take over.
Well, thanks, V. I'm just happy to be your co-pilot, love, and just to see where this show is going. I mean, we're all here hanging on by our fingernails and hoping the Supreme Court, you know, does its thing and makes it happen. But more and more it looks like, you know, the Insurrection Act and the military might actually be asked to, you know, take that next step and follow our constitution. And so I ask every single patriot and oath keeper to be at the inauguration date, go to Washington, D.C., and wear your MAGA hats and fly your Trump flags and show the strength of Republican America that has legally voted in this good president. And we have re-elected him for yet another 4 years, for another legal, lawful term. And these Dominion voting, you know, scandals, which are just going on and on. Look, I know there's a legal process, and we're hoping that Sidney Powell and, you know, Judge Amy Coney Barrett can really pull this off, and you know, or it will be pulled off via the Congress, or, you know, the final say will be with Vice President Mike Pence. That's also a possibility too. So, you know, but we're just asking all patriots and all oath keepers to please, you know, get to Washington, D.C. We want to see millions on the street in support of Trump and wearing your MAGA hats. We want to see strength in numbers to show those congressmen and women just who the people have rightfully, lawfully, legally voted for. And what happened in Nashville to try and destroy our Christmas cheer will do, you know, they won't get away with it, because I believe that's where the Dominion voting machines were being audited. You know, that place that got blown up there in Nashville with C4, I believe, very highly flammable explosive, you know. So I'm watching this here from Australia, waving my Trump flag and wearing my MAGA hat and praying for you all to stay strong, stay focused. This is not a time now to fall onto our knees and feel defeated. This is a time to stand up and stay strong for our children. Remember, they are our future. Thank you, America. Over to you, V.
Well, okay. I should have let you just have a declarative segment as well. I'm excited. I'm going to kick these people in the balls. Straight in the balls. I've got a man here who has survived COVID-19, and I've got a man who's worked as paramedic and can tell you forensics on what's going down. I don't think I can do better of a team than that. And we got Eilish here, who's on the scene. And when I say she's on the scene, she's there in Australia. You know, I talk to my peoples during the holidays, and it doesn't seem like there's a restriction at all in America. Everybody's going out and groups 10 deep, 20 deep. You know, they're still doing their things. But over here in Europe, I've got neighbors around me snitching on each other. Oh, they have there's four people in that house, or there's six people in that apartment. I'm like, wow. I'm so glad I'm such a freaking workaholic loner, you know. But it's disgusting. So I can't imagine what's going on there in Australia, where, you know, New World Order has taken away the guns, is now trying to blot out independent media and totally, completely usurping mainstream media with a bunch of propagandist crap. And so you're being inundated over there with straight up BS in Australia. So we've got an distorted range here of experience, in which I hope the audience can listen to. I mean, we have all these experts here, and, you know, I'm just a guy with a little bit of common sense that has the opportunity to present. So, so, I mean, oh, and by the way, phone number 800-313-9443. Once again, and if Sod Mike, master of Wheels of Steel's there, if you can give me the local number, I'll give that out as well. I haven't memorized that one. International number 800-313-9443, and the local number is 512-248-8252. So call into the station, call in with questions, comments, and do so now, because we want to get you people, I hate using the word registered, but we want to get to know you before the new platform is official. You're going to have VIP to talk to us. And, you know, when we get a new platform and we are exploding all over the radio and internet TV services, Super Chat is going to be the only way you're going to be able to talk to us. It's not free. Sorry. So, once again, call in. So, if anybody has anything they want to say, go ahead. I'm opening the floor.
Get it, Kyler.
Sure, go ahead, Kyler.
Well, yeah, I'm getting old here, I tell you. I'm getting old. I'm scrambling. My brains are a little scrambled tonight. I wanted to say that I'm a political atheist. You know, these GOP and Democrats and liberals, conservatives, they're all two wings on the same bird, basically doing the same thing with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commissions and the Bilderberg and the Ford Foundation and the Gates and Melinda Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's all the same. It's all the same Agenda 21 move forward. Agenda 45 move forward. The World Economic Council has a beautiful map, if y'all want to go look at it, that the World Economic Council has this whole New World Order plan worked out in about 13,000 pages of it. If you want to go over there and scan through it, I've looked at about 600 pages of it so far. And they've got everything planned for the next 25 to 30 years. I could tell you some things that would really curl your hair. I wanted to mention the vaccines. People tend to forget that people are getting Bell's palsy. People are falling dead with these vaccines. People are getting very sick. people are having cerebrovascular accidents and respiratory distress. And as you all know, doctors were getting $7,000 apiece to write COVID-19 on the death certificates for a long time there, and still are.
And I was wondering about the monetary gain. 7,000?
Yeah, and they were getting 14,000. Somebody said 27, but it was 14,000 to put them on a ventilator. Well, I've put so many people on a ventilator, and I've intubated so many people in my paramedic career. I should be rich if I was getting 14 grand per intubation with an ET tube and a laryngoscope, you know, but I wasn't so lucky. But anyway, there's a lot of incentive behind this whole vaccine deal. And we're not fighting COVID-19, by the way. COVID-19 is not a sickness. Everybody keeps saying he had COVID-19, she had COVID-19. COVID-19 is a trademark. COVID-19 is a trademark. It's a generic name. It's a corporate name. There's COVID-1, COVID-2, COVID-3, COVID-4, COVID-5, COVID-6. There's a lot of different COVID pieces and fragmentations within the scope of these tests that they're picking up on with the PCR test, which is 100% false positive. So, you know, it's 100% false positive on these PCR tests. What they do, they stick a cotton swab up into your lumina of your brain, and they've punctured a few of these lumina, and actually people have bled out through the nose. You need to be very careful what people are sticking up your nose and make sure they know how. Before I forget, I want to mention that CVS, I think I mentioned it earlier, it was on my show. CVS has hired 10,000, this is verified, vetted information. CVS ran out and hired 10,000 technicians to give these shots. Now, you think about this. Think about how much money is involved in this vaccine deal. Bill Gates and Melinda are making a clean sweep $2 trillion. That's with a T. $2 trillion. Bill Gates has patented every single procedure, every piece of equipment that can possibly be patented around vaccines, including all of the home allergy tests, the home pregnancy test, the home PC test, the home hepatitis test, all of these different tests. Bill and Melinda Gates own all of that. Now, we know Dr. Fauci is a dumb ass. We know that he's not a scientist. We know that he's completely ignorant as to what's going on. He's a liar. He's a chronic pathological liar. He works for the cabal. He works for the Luciferians. He works for the Masonic statutes and paradigm and all that 33rd degree, 34th degree, 35th degree, 36th degree masonry. Luciferius. Nobody's talking about Luciferius, which is coming out in 10 months. They're going to give you the first vaccine, and then you're going to have to take a second vaccine if you're not dead already. The second vaccine is going to include Luciferius, which is a generic term for the class of oxidative enzymes. And you can do your own research on this.
Yeah, we've actually talked about that. But Kyler, listen, you said some things right there I've got to address. So
yes, sir.
With a man having a patent on every process involving this COVID-19... For one, you have a monopoly, which is illegal. Secondly, that means there's an exploit.
Yes.
There's something there that only he knows in which he can exploit.
Yes. And that would be depopulation, and that would be transhumanism and depopulation and genetic mutation and modification toward transhumanism. And, of course, eugenics. His main goal is eugenicist. He's a eugenicist. His father was a famous eugenicist. His mother was a famous eugenicist. They started family planning and abortion clinics, including the main one there in Dallas, Texas, many, many years ago. Family planning, ha, 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 ha. But he has patented everything. If you'll look those patents, look those patents up. It'll floor you. It'll literally floor you what he has done. And $2 trillion. Well, that makes sense. you're going to vaccinate 7 billion people. You're going to charge a really good amount to get that vaccination off the assembly line and out into distribution to the people at the different locations. You've got the Army involved. You've got the National Guard involved. You've got the COVID trackers, tracers, profilers involved. You've got the Department of Human Services involved. You've got the Department of Children's Services involved in order to take children away from parents who refuse the vaccine or who come up positive for the vaccine and have no way to self-quarantine. The children will be taken away from those families. We're going to start getting this news here over the next 5 months, and it's going to be really loud. We're going to have something to really talk about, because this all goes along with splitting up the family, what B was talking about earlier in the show. Splitting up the family, dividing the nation, dividing our democracy and our respective republic, which will never happen in under these particular circumstances that we're in right now. I want to finish real quick with this oxidative enzyme that produces this bioluminescence. The reason they're doing this, and by the way, this is usually distinguished from a photoprotein. The name was first used by Raphael Du Bois. He invented the words luciferin and luciferous for the substrate and the enzyme, respectively. This is going to be used in microscopy to microscopy to tell whether you've had the vaccine or not, to tell what you've put in your arm, to tell what's been put in your body. This is going to be microscopy, and it's going to be the reporter genes. And for many of the same applications of fluorescent proteins, it's going to be used for a lot of different things. All the police have to do is scan your arm. All the nurses or the doctors have to do is scan your arm, and they can tell whether you're vaccinated or not. So you're not lying to them. Plus, you're going to have a card that you carry with you that will eventually look like your debit card that will have a reader on the back of it, which will carry your criminal history, your credit history, all of your background, all of your psychological history, so forth and so on. But unlike fluorescent proteins, luciferous do not require an external light source at all. They carry their own light source, and you're not going to believe where that comes from, but it comes from a firefly. And you can look all of this up on Wikipedia, or if you don't like Wikipedia, you could go somewhere else and look it up. But Bill Gates and MIT are developing this human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination.
Okay, Kai, we are going to commercial break. Guys, we'll be right back. I just got booted off of my Skype. I have to do a sign in and everything. But we're going to be right back, and we'll get right back into the subject.
And adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.